Hello, Jenny. How are you today?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
Good. Did you have a good spring break?
I did. I was just telling Keith it was. I took Thursday off. It wasn't on the show last week, but I worked the rest of that week, and it was busy. It was crazy. People are supposed to chill out.
Do you get more work done when there are less people around?
Totally. It's a lot. You know, when the students aren't there and the faculty aren't there, we do get a lot of work done. So that's always good. So we had a good time.
What about that national holiday that you have at the Vaughn household?
Does it have something to do with green
deer?
Or yeah, we had a really good time. Our entire family got together, and of course, with the goodies and the green beer and potatoes and corned beef and all of that, and we had a great time as always.
You just don't know how to observe that holiday, do you?
No,
Jenny. No. I got a question for you. O'Bannon Institute, it's mm-hmm. been going, real quick, this short answer. How many years have you been doing O'Bannon?
This is our 15th annual O'Bannon Institute.
And it's sold out again. What is it about the O'Bannon Institute that draws people to it?
Well, you know, our speaker this year is Michael Smirkanish, and we always have really excellent keynote speakers, and you know, the board has gotten around that, you know, this is a great place to go to Ivy Tech for this event to listen to these, you know, national speakers that are really have the pulse on kind of what's going on, you know, politically, socially in our country. And you know, it's their repeat attendees all and our sponsors just phenomenal. And you know, we sold out about a week ago or more, and it's just amazing. You know, we put it out in early January, and boom, tickets are gone.
And it doesn't really do much good to say what the date is because you can't get a ticket.
Yeah.
When is
right,
it, Jenny?
Right. What did you say?
When is it?
It's Thursday, April 26th. It will be at on campus in Tree Fall at Ivy Tech in Bloomington here. And but the next day, on Friday the 27th, we will have our day of service. And I did want to share with everybody that, you know, we'd love for individuals, organizations, businesses, if you're listening and you want to join us on Friday the 27th, we have lots of volunteer opportunities. What we're trying to strive for, and we've reached this goal every year, is to provide 1,000 hours of community service in our community, obviously, and we've got lots and lots of different projects that people can work on, whether you do it for an hour, the whole day. In fact, you can start your morning at 8:30 on Friday the 27th with us on campus to kick off the day of service. We're going to have our award ceremony for faculty, staff, and community members first to kick that morning off. And then people will go out into the community throughout, not just Monroe County, not just Bloomington, but places in Bedford and other areas that our campus serves. So if you want to join us, please give us a call. Call me directly. Email me directly. Call the main line, but we've got lots of different projects, and I'll name quickly just a few. At the Monroe Public Library, we're going to be putting out mulch. We'll be having people working at Habitat Restore. We're helping the Community Foundation distribute Monroe Smart, the pre-K Monroe Smart Start program. We're going to be distributing that information out, and in the Boys and Girls Club, you can come out and build a bike. So come and join us. We'd love to have everybody out there.
You can either participate in a project that Ivy Tech is doing, or you could have one of your own and join with us to volunteer.
That's exactly right. If there's something that's near and dear to your heart that you do on a regular basis, that we would love you to do that and count it toward our 1,000 hours. That'd be awesome.
Now, I know that you've got MCCSC, RBB, you've got all kinds of groups in town that are participating, some with and some doing their own projects. Mm-hmm. You've got projects that are going on at Ivy Tech. You got some that are going on outside. You got some that are going on inside. So, as you said, if you're interested at all, and by the way, don't forget the stylish T-shirt.
That's right. They're pretty cool. You know, I know I have all 15 of mine. So, come and get your T-shirt, come join us, have fun, and get back to your community.
Are you bribing people with breakfast as well? Is that true?
Well, you know, it always works.
That's right.
It'll work for Keith, me and Keith. I mean, I don't know.
Food, it will always get my attention. And by the way,
we need a good breakfast to start any volunteer day. So that's
That's right.
I did the luncheon yesterday, and I've been to a lot of those luncheons. Yesterday was spectacular in our culinary program. It was just spectacular. They did something that when the young lady presented the food, she said, this represents, because it was South America, and said, this represents the national flag of, and said, there was a row of rice, there was a row of beef, and a row of beans, and then off to the side, she said, this represents the flag of, and I thought, wow, now we're really getting thematic in this stuff.
That's awesome. It was incredible.
They do a great job. Now, you had a lot of stuff going on. You actually had spring break camps.
We did, as part, at the Waldron, as part of our Center for Lifelong Learning. We had, for the first time, our spring break camps, and they were full. There were lots of different things for kids to do. They had a lot of fun. They even had an art show on Friday last week for their parents, and the kids' parents could come and see what artwork they did throughout the week at spring break camp, and a lot of fun. So, if you're interested in doing that next year, we need to get you signed up early. We also have our summer kids camp from June to July, mornings and afternoons that are coming up. So those things are always, they fill up quickly. There's lots of a variety of different things to do in the summer, like 3D printing and modeling and songwriting, blacksmithing. I think I might sign up for that. Oh. I think I might be too young. So, lots of good stuff. Look at our website and come check it out.
We're talking with Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, a lot of people listening to us right now have heard of Phi Beta Kappa, which is the four-year college academic honorary. But the two-year colleges like Ivy Tech have Phi mm-hmm. Theta Kappa. And some of the people that are involved with that at Ivy Tech got some awards.
They did. So Phi Theta Kappa is an international honor society for the two-year school. And the state of Indiana, at every Ivy Tech campus, has a chapter. Vincennes has a chapter as well. And so they gather together, once in the fall, once in the spring for an event where they do present regional awards. But it's a conference for students. And these students are incredible. Some of our students have families. They work full time. And these are students that are a traditional student, even an 18-year-old coming in, that gain that GPA of a 3.5 or higher and can join this chapter. And it's just really pretty phenomenal. I'm actually the ambassador for the state for Phi Theta Kappa, so I get to go to these different conferences. So about a week ago, we joined in Terre Haute for a conference with all of the chapters. There are, 200-plus students in attendance and their advisors. And at this conference, boy, we took away all the medals. It was pretty incredible. So our chapter is Alpha Rho Sigma, and we received Dr. Arnold, one of our faculty members, Dr. Steve Arnold, in chemistry. He won the Distinguished Chapter Advisor Award. Pretty incredible. And then two of our new advisor, Dr. Sam Arnold, she teaches English. She won an award for a new advisor. And then the entire team of advisors won the Distinguished Chapter Advisor team. So it was one right after the other. I kept thinking, wait, this can't be right. I don't think that's ever happened where an entire campus won all the awards, but that was our team. Pretty cool. One of our students won a trip to the international conference that will be in Missouri in April. And then one of our students who is very active, and you know him on our campus,
yes.
Rob Parab. He was elected as a regional vice president of the South, and he won a Distinguished Chapter Officer Award, and he won two scholarships for different things. He's transferring
wow.
on. I believe to IU in the fall, and he went on with all kinds of bling. So really proud of that group. It's a wonderful group that's very engaged on campus. They do a lot of community service, and plus they're our stellar students. So pretty awesome. And of course our faculty and staff that lead them. Can't be more grateful for them.
Real quick before you leave, there's a thing program that's absolutely spectacular program at Ivy Tech called ASAP, and we know what that means, as soon as possible, but it has more meaning in college. Kids can come into that program and in 1 year finish a two-year degree. But you're going to have some kind of an open house for that? to explain it?
That's right. So ASAP, we just call that, so it's easy to understand and get. But it's the associate of science degree at an accelerated pace. We take kids right out of high school. Literally, they graduate. A week later, they're starting classes with us. They go through all of the summer, the fall, and the spring. Then they graduate in May with that full associate's degree and walk across the stage. They are highly successful. We have a variety of different programs. We've got a program in liberal arts, education, business, informatics, biotechnology, pre-social work. We've also got psychology, amazing programs. It's a cohort of students that move together. So that's always successful. You hear me talk about that with our nursing program. And Jennifer Rusk is the ASAP program director. She's coordinator. She manages all of this. She does an incredible job. So we are inviting people out on Tuesday, April 3rd, from 5 to 7 p.m. You and your family, you can come out, take a tour, and hear from the faculty, hear from the staff, hear from Jennifer about this program. We've got some scholarships available for the program, but boy, what a great way for somebody to get moving quickly on a degree and either go straight to work or go on and transfer to a four-year school.
Busy, 11 months gets you in and out, just like the real world.
Right.
You got to work 11 months of the year right there in a row, at least
That's
11
exactly
months.
Right.
Hey, thanks for joining us as always. Enjoy your weekend, and we will get caught up with you next week on the final Thursday of March. And by the way, sorry about that whole winter spring thing yesterday. I'll try to do a better job on that moving forward.
Hey, I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. Sorry. I thought it was fantastic.
Four seasons in 4 hours. That's kind of what we do
saying.
Here.
That's right.
Thanks, Jenny. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.